All right, we're in chapter 13, Pasuk Vav, verse 6. It said, the verse says like this, this is the translation according to the Metzudas David. He says, charity guards you, and wickedness's distortion, okay? It mean by distortion, I mean distortion of reality, causes him to make mistakes. Okay? That causes him, his wickedness has a distortion of reality which causes him to make mistakes. So the question is how does charity guard you? Two, how is wickedness a distortion of the mind that it automatically causes you to make mistakes? First, what is the distortion? How does it cause you to make mistakes? And also, since we're talking about wickedness, so the opposite of injustice is justice. But this pasuk is saying the opposite of injustice is charity. So the question is, how is charity the opposite of injustice? Those are the questions. So the first question that we have to ask, what is the benefit of justice? What is the benefit of justice? The benefit of justice is that I wouldn't have to close my doors. I wouldn't have to pay for an alarm. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have to worry about people cheating me online, you know what I mean? Stealing my credit cards. I mean, it'd be an unbelievable, peaceful, good life if everybody kept the justice. That's the reason, that's the motive. That should be the motive for keeping justice. The motive for keeping justice is, of course, it's a good life. Okay. But that would only work if at least 90% of the people were just, 95% of the people were just, if you live in such a society. But let's say you live in a society where 95 or 99% of the people are unjust. So then the question is there any benefit for me to keep justice? That is what this pasuk is dealing with. And it's an unjust society. Now, of course, if you just keep Torah, then you're obligated to obey God and keep justice. That you're obligated. But the purpose of Mishlei is to tell us why we do these things. This pasuk is dealing with the problem where the whole society is unjust. There's a few, 1% to 2% of the people are just. Okay? So now the question is there any benefit in keeping justice? So therefore, we have to understand what is the distortion of the mind. Okay? Let's say somebody would hold that poison is good. He could be dead. Well, let's say you would hold that crossing a highway during rush hour blindfolded is a good, like these crazy people. They take challenges. You understand? They hold it's a good. Now, that's going to destroy them. So the thing is that in our five senses, we're like poison or like crossing the highway during rush hour. You could see the harm. You see the harm. But when it's an idea, that's the difficulty in seeing the harm of an idea. Okay? So in like for instance, if you hold that stealing is a good, in other words, like this, making there are two goods. There's one good is making money. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy. There's another thing, I have to be just. Okay? But let's say, because of my desire to make money, And I see the benefit of making money. It's a good thing. So therefore, I take a shortcut and I steal. Right? So I'm saying it is a good. The good is to make money. And stealing is, and even if you steal, so steal is good because it helps me get the money. Another example. Let's say, for instance, you need your grades. You hold grades as important. Now, yes, grades are important. But if you hold that grades are so important that you could cheat, then you hold that that's the good. Then you hold that money or cheating is more important than justice, but and just getting those results are the good, but not the justice. So now, if you hold that injustice, or in other words, you do the immediate good, what you see is the immediate good, but you don't see the benefit of the overall picture. So you're saying that's the good. What's the consequence? The consequence is if you learn to cheat, so you become lazy. So you say, I don't have to prepare. I could always cheat. And if you keep doing it, the consequence is you'll get caught. You know what I mean? You might be successful 9 out of 10 times. One time you're going to get caught. But also then you go further. You understand? Because you hold money is good, so you could start selling gyp sheets. I mean, there's all different types. For instance, if you rob, then if you get caught, so then you might have to shoot the guy to protect yourself. That's the next step. There's always, because you hold it's the good, there's always, you don't hold that justice is the good, but only the immediate need is the good. So therefore, you're going to constantly make decisions that are going to get you your result no matter what, and the injustice becomes less and less important, and you can get worse and worse until actually it's going to destroy you. At a certain point, it will destroy you. I mean, that's why I gave the example of poison. I mean, poison, you could see. You see the destruction. Here it's very hard to see the destruction because you're so used to thinking of the immediate and you don't see the overall picture of justice, that justice is the real good, and that's what's in line with reality because it's the real good. So that's the, in other words, objectively, that is the good because of the benefit to the overall society. So that makes it the objective good. So when you don't live the objective good, so because you distorted your mind, so therefore by distortion of the mind, I'm saying that stealing is not a good. You're saying stealing is a good as long as you get your objective. Once you have that view, then it's like poison, except that step by step you will destroy yourself. In other words, he is holding the good is, the ultimate good is the object, what he wants, like money or a good grade. So he just wants the object, and therefore any means at his disposal he will use. So therefore he's saying the immediate is the good, and he doesn't see that the overall picture of the society would be a much better life.